Nicole in Canimbla, what about you, Nicole? If you could employ a person full-time, what's their one job?
Cat litter changer.
Kitty litter changer. How often do you have to do that, Nicole?
Every 2 days.
Is that with one cat or have you got more than one cat?
I've got two cats.
Yep, okay.
And they also tend to make a mess too. So, but also too, they seem to just constantly keep burying. It's like they're digging to China.
Turns into a bit of a game. Mel in Kawara, what about you, Mel?
Hey, Dave. Hey, first of all, what do you use to light your mozzie coils?
I just use a lighter.
Yeah, it's easier if you get one of those barbecue lighters.
Okay. Well, I light them, then put them in the holder. And so, because I'll do four at once, sometimes I just put them all together and try and light the end of four all at once, but then you end up with a fireball and it starts burning other parts of it. So then I sort of have to go, okay, I'll do it individually.
You'd rather pay somebody to
do it. Mel, would you be interested if I paid you a decent wage to be my full-time mosquito coil lighter?
More so the blood roller, I'd say.
Fair call.
She's what in about for the free stuff.
So, Mel, if you can employ a person full time, what's their one job?
Well, my cat is very annoying, and he wants to be patted all the time.
Okay.
I get home from work, cook dinner, you know, spend time with my family, sit down with a glass of wine, and then the cat wants my attention. He's got the two teeth missing. So when I pat him, he starts to drool, and he wants to drool off his lips, so he shakes his head and it goes all over me.
Oh, jeez. Let's pay someone to do that, Mel.
Yes, please.
Rach and Yorkies, what would you pay to have done?
Oh, definitely. I'm with them on the shitty litter because I'm over that. Mm-hmm. And the water cooler, I do that. But I'm going to go with peanut butter toast, cup of tea, run my bath and wash me.
You're looking for a butler.
And wash you.
And wash you as well.
Okay, right.
Yeah, give me a rub, dubs.
Club. I get it too.
Especially washing yourself.
It can be hard sometimes.
Yeah, I know. There's places you can't reach, isn't there?
Danielle in Kamarunga, who would you pay? What would you get them to do?
Just someone to come over every morning and make the kids lunches for school.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
That can get monotonous, can't it?
It's an expectation for it to be healthy when sometimes you just want to chuck in 15 packets of chips and send them on their way.
And a couple of packets of Oreos.
And good luck.
Do you, Danny, do you sometimes try and, like, do it the night before just to give yourself a morning off?
Yeah, but then there's complaints about soggy sambos.
Yeah. Mm. One of the most infuriating things is when you do that every day and then it comes back every day. It's like you're making it for no reason, really. It's like it goes on an excursion to school. You take it to school, has a look around, then you bring it home and they throw it in the bin or have it for
a tea. And then the dogs get afternoon tea.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Fair call.